I know in most pulpits this morning, your preachers are preaching about the Christmas story. We hear the Christmas story every year, and everybody knows it so very well. I thought I would do this from a slightly different angle this morning and talk about why God had to send his son. So I'm going to read from Hebrews 10, 1 through 18. Since the law has only a shadow of the good things in it to come and not the true form of these realities, it can never, by the same sacrifices that are continually offered year after year, make perfect those who approach. Otherwise, would they not have ceased being offered, since the worshipers, cleansed once for all, would no longer have any consciousness of sin? But in these sacrifices there is a reminder of sin year after year. For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "See, God, I have come to do your will, O God." When he said above, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings, in burnt offerings and sin offerings," then he added, "See, I have come to do your will." He abolishes the first in order to establish the second. And it is by God's will that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest stands day after day at service, offering again and again the same sacrifices that can never take away sins. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. And since then has been waiting until his enemies would be made a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified. And the Holy Spirit also testifies to us, for after saying, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, said the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds." He also adds, "I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more." Where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer any offering for sin. I remember years ago, a group of us would meet together in the morning, and we did this class type of thing. And when it got around Christmas time, the guy that was doing this video course made the comment. He says, "You know, everybody's talking about how the reason for the season is Jesus." He said, "Really, if you think about it, the reason for the season is us. Because if we hadn't have been sinners, there would have been no reason for God to send his son. So, in a way, the reason for the season is us, because we were sinners." And Jesus, in his birth, came to save us from that. There's a story about a courthouse in Greece. And somehow some mice got loose in this courthouse and they devoured the files in the evidence room. All the documents for their trials that were coming up were destroyed by these mice. So nobody was going to be able to be tried for their misdeeds. And that was kind of like a gift from heaven. Kind of like Jesus, God's gift from heaven, where he no longer remembers the crimes or sins that we committed. And I know we all joke about how the dog ate my homework, but this was apparently a true story. The mice had eaten all the documents in this courthouse that pertained to the cases. In our scripture this morning, Hebrews is giving us a similar message. That Christ, through his birth and life and death, took away our sins as if they had never before existed. The judge of all the universe had decided that our sins will never be held against us. God wanted to help us. And he knew that sending prophets and those kinds of things didn't work. So he finally decided, "It's time. I need to send my son down there. I need to live among the people so they know me and I know them. So that any guilt or shame or feeling of sin they have be washed away. And the scripture this morning talks about how the priests of the time, day by day, would do sacrifices for people. They would sacrifice bulls and goats and doves and all the different things according to Moses' law. But that none of that really did anything. It was all ceremonial. But when Christ was born and Christ came down here to live among us, that was the ultimate sacrifice. He took away all our sins and remembered them no more. God wants to save all of us. And that's why Christ came into the world. He came to take away our sin. Everybody knows John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. But if you ever continue to read on, in verse 17, it says, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And that's all we really need to know about Christ. See, he came to save us from ourselves, save us from sin. And that's why he was born. And that's why we celebrate that birth on Christmas morning. It was an amazing journey from heaven to earth. He didn't have to come down here amongst the sinners, but he wanted to. He wanted to be a part of us. So he made it so that he was God in human form. Through a humble baby, from humble parents, in a humble stable amongst humble shepherds. Most of you probably remember Garrison Keillor from the Prairie Home Companion radio show that was on for quite a few years and the imaginary town of Lake Wobegon. Well, Garrison liked to pick on the Lutheran church, and he talks about there's a gentleman that attended this church that was saved 12 times. He says Larry Sorensen would come to the altar time after time and weep buckets and buckets of tears and come back the next Sunday and do the very same thing. He kept repenting and repenting and repenting until finally the fundamentalists in this Lutheran church got tired of it. He was obviously a man who was not willing to move on. He would come to the altar, but apparently didn't feel Christ, didn't feel the Holy Spirit. He was obviously racked with guilt about things he'd done in his life. And many people in society today, maybe some of us, are fighting guilt or shame over something we've done. But what we have to realize is that Christ came to take away all that. He came to forget anything that we might have done in the past. We become a changed person whenever we're saved. They've done surveys and they found that 40% of people indicated they were often troubled by deep feelings of guilt or shame. So there's plenty of that to go around. And it may be something you've done in your youth, something you've done recently, but it doesn't matter. We are sinners, and we know we're sinners. People talk about churches, and churches are hospitals for sinners. They're not places of perfect people. They're not places of saints. We're here because we know that we need Christ, and we know that when God sent him and he was born, he came to save us. Guilt is to the soul like pain is to the body. You get pain and it kind of reminds you that something's not right and I need to get that taken care of. Well, guilt's kind of the same thing. And shame, It's that pain in our soul that we feel because we know maybe we just didn't do something we should have done, didn't do it right. And it points us at the direction of God. We can say, I'm sorry. We can repent. We can contribute to some good cause to try and make up for it. But that's not the point. Christ coming to us was a gift from God. It wasn't anything that any humankind did. It was a gift from God. There's a book titled Letters to Greco. It's about an old man who lies dying. He's filled with remorse for his sins. At his death, he goes trembling before the Lord for judgment. And a big bowl of aromatic oil is placed at Jesus' fingertips. He dips his fingers into the bowl and cleans that remorseful man. And that's what Jesus is all about. That's what Christmas is all about. Jesus will look at us and say, I have nothing against you because you were cleaned by my blood. You were cleaned because I came down as a gift from God to help you. So find peace in Christmas. Find peace and forgiveness for anything that may have occurred in your life. And that's why Jesus came down, to give us peace, to comfort us, to let us know it's going to be okay. So when you do finally meet St. Peter at the gate, he will look at you and say, I don't have any record of your ever having done anything wrong. And that's the way it's going to be. Do you really believe that? Because that is the truth. That's how it's going to be. Forgiveness began with the birth of Christ and ended at the foot of the cross. So we can feel that peace on earth and goodwill towards men that the Bible talks about. It's a peace of forgiveness. And that's the real Christmas story, that God sent his only Son to save us. Amen.